All your favourites, all the time. On Nova 103.5. Your life, your music.
Nova 103.5, back from the break. Here's Fuel now and Hemorrhage in My Hands.
Memories are just where you lay down. Drag the waters till the depths give up their dead. What did you expect to find? Was it something you left behind? Don't you remember anything I said when I said, don't fall away, leave me to myself. Don't fall.
Great rock songs from the year 2000. We're looking at the month of December on the Classic Countdown. This is Nova 103.5. My name is Ian F. Thank you for being with us today. It's great to have you listening to the songs from the year 2000. Here's an interesting song and an interesting couple of facts about the song Stan by Eminem featuring Dido. The sample, Thank You from Dido, who is a British singer and songwriter, was used by Eminem and quite successfully as well. A hip-hop producer named DJ Mark the 45 King sampled the first part of Dido's song, Thank You, from the TV, believe it or not, and he put it on a beat tape, as you do, and sent it to Eminem, and Eminem used it. It's that simple. Eminem said, I got this letter out of the blue one day, said, we like your album, we've used the track, and I hope you don't mind, hope you like it. When they sent it to Dido, she played it and she was like, wow, this track is absolutely amazing. The song, if you listen to the words carefully, tells the story of a fan obsessed with Eminem. When his letters aren't answered, he puts his pregnant girlfriend in his trunk of his car and drives off a bridge. Yeah, it's a very sad song. The song ends with Eminem answering his letter and realizing that Stan was the man in the news who drove off the bridge. Two videos were shot for the song, a standard MTV version when they still played music, and a 20-minute version, which was obviously for a bit of dramatic effect. Dido played Stan's wife, and Devon Sawa, who's an actor and a really big fan of Eminem, played Stan. Here's the song that I'm talking about at number 51 on the Classic Countdown. This is Dido and Eminem, and the song called Stan.
But you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn. You must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, what's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too. I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend kill himself over something too, they want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit that you did with Rockets too, that shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan. Dear Slim, you still ain't called a row. I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad. I just think it's f***ed up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you. 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty f***, man. You're like his f***ing idol. He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do. Sometimes I even cut myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline. The pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you because you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous because I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim. No one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man. I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together, too. My fans, this will be the last package I ever send you. Been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in a car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. I love you, Slim. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you when you can't breathe without me. See, Slim, shut up, I'm trying to talk. Hey, Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't split her throat, I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you, cause if she suffocates, she'll suffer more. And then she'll die too. Well, gotta go, I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh, I forgot, how am I supposed to send this out?
Dear Stan,
I meant to write you sooner, but I just been busy. You said your girlfriend's pregnant now. How far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on the starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show. I must have missed you. Don't think I did that intentionally just to diss you. But what's the you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that clowning, dog. Come on, how the fish you? You got some issues, Dan. I think you need some counseling to help your from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's the about us meant to be together? That type of that'll make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other. But maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy. I seen this one on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk. And she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was... It was you. Damn.
The songs you love. Only on Nova 103.5. Your life, your music. Nova 103.5.
My love.
This lady is evergreen, you know. Jennifer Lopez, Love Don't Cost a Thing. She reminds me of Madonna in terms of her career path. She just keeps reinventing herself over and over again. I love her. Jennifer Lopez, Love Don't Cost a Thing at number 46 from the month of December and the year 2000. And before that, the rather epic song from Eminem featuring Dido and Stan at number 51 this week on the Classic Countdown. Here's a band that needs no introduction. It's U2 with Beautiful Day.
The heart is a bloom, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. Out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
It is U2 and A Beautiful Day. Number 42 on the Classic Countdown with myself, Ian F. Nova 103.5, the chart today taken from December of 2000. The next band was never really massive in Namibia. In fact, they really were only massive in the United States, except for the song which we're about to play. The band I'm talking about is Vertical Horizon. They're an American alternative rock band, and they were probably best known for their number one single, Everything You Want. They also had a few more hits, and the song which made it really big into the worldwide charts was You're a God, formed in university and then they ended up being a band, as opposed to following their career from what they studied. Vertical Horizon are at number 37 this week with You're a God.
I've gotta be honest, I think you know, we're covered in lies and that's okay, and there's somewhere beyond this, I know, but I hope I can find the words to say.
All the classics, all the time.
She talks and she talks.
1035, that is the fabulously brilliant Ricky Martin. Check it out, December of the year 2000 on the Classic Countdown. Ricky Martin's She Bangs at number 20 was a great song and did the business in the clubs as well as radio stations all around the world. Still to come, we'll talk more about what's going on in the year 2000. Find out, you remember the... You remember the millennium bug on the computers? Everybody was panicking about the fact that their PCs and Macs were going to fall over because when the clocks turned into the new century, software which had been written wasn't going to quite hack it and everything was going to just fall over. Airports were panicking, banks were panicking, insurance companies were panicking. Everybody was frightened about the turn of the century. And there was all sorts of patches which were written in the year 2000 to make sure that everything worked perfectly and that everything was secure. And then everybody held their breath at midnight on the year 1999 turning into 2000. If you remember that, the year 2000 was absolutely full of nothing in terms of computers and breaking down. Well, there might have been some problems, but really, overall, it was pretty benign. So there was a lot of panic, really, for nothing. There's lots of good songs on the way. In fact, we'll break away from the year 2000 in the next little while and find out what was going on around in the rest of the world. It's all on the way.